What is this shift?
All right, Tarot. What is the message for today for the new year? Tell the people. Give me one card. We'll get all crazy. Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan. We're showing our cards.
I'm not ready to start
Just
here.
kidding.
Okay. We're showing.
All right. Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan.
Welcome, welcome,
Yay.
shifties.
Yay.
Hello
Ta-da.
again.
Ta-da. Today we decided to pull a card each from three different decks. I've got my Mars Smith, Twitchy Witch's Mars Smith deck. I got the Sun. Elias has the Gentle Tarot. We got the
Four
Four.
of Stones.
And what does Soma have? The
The Mythic Tarot, Ace of Cups.
Mythic Tarot, Ace of Cups. Just doing the main cards. That's too many cards already.
Yeah.
But the question I asked was, what's the message for the new year? What are we bringing in? And I don't know, how do we want to do this? I have this kid on the horse.
I feel like my Four of Stones is very is a very feels like a very similar process to how I handled the new year of or how I would see handling the new year. I think the stones are a very grounded state. So we have to ground ourselves into the into our soul, into the earth, into our essence, and listen to what's inside of us. And then she's whistling in this card, or it looks like she's whistling, or whistling to the wind, giving a message to the wind. And then there's these little puffs all over the place that look like dandelions to me. And so, to me, she's whistling into the wind, and the wind's carrying that message with the seeds and planting those seeds all across the land. And so, as we go into the new year, we ground ourselves, find that inner essence, that inner call, and then we call that into the wind and let the universe take care of it for us, plant those seeds for us.
And we're grounded in playfulness. I initially was like, what's this big red flag? But probably with the tarot, it's not a red flag. Like, we're starting to see it now. He's also got a little red feather on the back of his head. It's the reddening, maybe the rubedo. Something new has come out of all the work that we've put in.
Almost like a birthing,
Yeah.
like the red of the birth, and then really a new inner child is born, ready to be sent out into the wild. The energy of the sun, the fire, the soul, and getting to go out and explore this life, making everything new in each moment and every day.
Brand new, even in your birthday suit. We've got two birthday suits as well. Soma's got a woman in her birthday suit. This
Yeah.
is the birthday.
And now that you mentioned the birthing, it's like the movement is there, like moving beyond, like birth, let's go, like it's still on to the next. There's a movement forward.
What did I say when I saw all three cards? I thought fun, play, and ease.
Yeah, freedom was said a few times too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a lot of youthfulness in this, especially after January 1st, and feeling brand new when I woke up, and then taking a picture and seeing this old woman, which was super weird, for how I was feeling. But dreams, and then these things just keep showing me it's not what I'm looking at, you know. It's that's the result of all the work that's been done. I think something else that I thought of, because we said that the sun has a reverse mohawk, you know, it's missing the rays on the top of his head there. But what came to mind as I was looking at that is like, it's how we frame things. I've been thinking a lot about how we frame things. I actually posted on my personal channel this question about being self-centered and how, you know, how people use that like as an insult, basically. But wouldn't somebody who's centered in themselves be less likely to, you know, to criticize, to blame, to point fingers and condemn and all that? I think I even had a pause at the same time trying to think of the words. It just seems like there are things that society is programmed to frame as a negative thing. Like they introduce a new term or whatever, and then we start using it across the board, generally, broadly, without discernment. And, you know, we had another friend talking about how things are framed, and for some reason that came up again because of how the sun is framed in this, maybe. And it's what we're doing every time we look at the tarot. We're you know, looking at it how we look at it. We're trying to at least find discernment. But I thought it'd be good to just start talking about these things that we may put out there that are either destructive or constructive. Like, is what I'm saying destroying somebody's character, or is it going to build something? Can I frame this in a way? Do I even have the right context for that? I don't know why that thought just popped in. I wasn't even thinking about it today.
No.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thought with the new year too, of, you know, how are we framing a new year? Are we framing it with a as looking with an in, as a, as if an innocent child, as if with our childlike self, or with our old haggardy selves where we're slowly not able to do certain things, or we're rigid in a certain way, or not looking in a certain way? You know, can we have that fresh brightness and warmth of the sun? And can, like, Solmus card here, can we hold that abundance in the cup? Can we really like be grateful and realize the abundance that's inside of our own life, in each moment of our life, no matter where we are in it? And Salma, you didn't get to talk about your card. What do you have in your card?
Yeah, when I spent time, not very much, looking at it, I saw the beauty because the femininity of it, not just herself and her long waving hair and her beautiful, voluptuous body, but there's like waves that are circular, and then there's all the wonderful circles and ornateness of the cup, which is enriched. So for me, the cup is absolutely abundance, but the clouds are also swirling. So it's like a freeing the feminine self. And I really get that that's what's happening in society right now. So much of the awareness is being focused on how women have been treated by men. And as you were saying about something else, but that culturally, socially, it's been around so long, we haven't even been able to look. And now it's being presented in lots of different ways that we can look. And one of the movies is The Six of the Eighth. That I haven't seen, but I have two women who have done reviews on it. And it's absolutely just so clear, clearly depicting the attitude towards the feminine, I'm going to say. But it is also women. And in this movie, the women happen to be black. And yet, that's a representation too, that that race was first. For instance, we discovered when the suffragettes got the vote, the women, as much as they had to do, it did not include blacks. So, yeah, black women still didn't get it. Anyway, there, like I said, I haven't even seen it, but it's, I know it's because I'm having trouble with the Netflix, but I know I'm seeing it. And it's just one example of what keeps coming up for me. And I'm the one that drew the card. And it's absolutely my own. What else did I say? And you mentioned the gratitude, and I really see that in her face for sure. And it's a, for me, it's awakening my own femininity, and letting it be free, combining it with your card. But, and it takes that childlike freedom and wonder to have that happen.
I think what I love about this is that looking at that gratitude and that abundance that we have inside of us, that feminine side even that can be inside of us, and then thinking of the child as the expression of that gratitude, the expression of the abundance that we have within us, and just acting in the way that's just full of wonder and curiosity and excitement for all the just getting to use the body that we have.
And you reminded me what started with was like the way she's holding it for the size of the cup, it's effortless for her. So that's even emphasizing the level of abundance. Yeah.
It's like she's embodying that sitting woman, right? So grounded in what's been worked on, what's been built, what's been made manifest, all that effort, like we said, all the work that's done last year, the things that were built, the things that were made manifest, all that work has made this. Look at how powerful the ocean looks under her feet as well. She's
Yeah.
unmoved by it. She's even sort of leaning more on one foot than the other, like and holding this like it's nothing, like now she's just got that sense of knowing, that sense of like all what I went through, that's nothing. It was intense last year. It's been crazy. We've felt the collective like never before. And we've had to learn how to integrate all of that and work through all of that, and like how you can pick up a car. It's
Yeah.
one hand, right? We've done that work. We've built the muscle. We've integrated. We've released. We've worked through. It's just all that strong emotion, the strong. We're just so grounded. It's built something of us. It's almost like she's embodying the other two cards in that. As I think you do, there it said so often that you want to approach life with that childlike sense of wonder and play when you're manifesting things, when you're just taking on life, rather than looking at what's coming at you and thinking that individual little happening has like a negative effect on the rest of your life when you've been putting out all of these things that you've wanted, right? And it's all part of it. It's you're immediately getting your prayers answered, but are you going to focus and dwell and live on the other thing, or just effortlessly hold out your hand and receive the massive things that you think are massive. Like it's so small compared to, like, it's all the same size for the universe. You're gonna
Yeah.
get, and if you can get that, it nothing's too big to hold. Nothing's too it like I've heard this recently too. Manifesting $1 million is just as easy as manifesting a dollar, right, to the universe. There's no difference,
Yes.
right? And that's sort of the energy that I get there, right? You're putting them all together, and that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I actually
Training.
said something like that to my son, who was, like in that place of like, oh, I owe this right now, and I owe this right now, and he's like in his head about it, and I just went, well, I know you're up to this. You've gone through this again and again, and look how much you have now that you've created, and it's not much difference than how much bigger you want to go. And you're right there at the precipice to make that leap. It's not a big deal. I said, I can see it for you. I'm not seeing it for myself that clearly, but I can really see it for you right this moment. Yeah.
I think
So
it's
thank
kind of
you.
some I get a similar thought with the stones again, the grounding. But if you think about what is earth, what are the stones? Everything that we're dealing with in this life is earth. Our bodies are made of the earth. The money, the concepts that we have in life is all an earthly thing. And so when we ground ourselves into the earth, we can receive of the same energy that the same energy of $1 versus $1 million versus debts versus whatever it is. We can ground ourselves and feel into what's inside of us, what's in our soul, and then allow that to just express out and allow, like you were saying, allow the universe to just take care of it for us.
Yeah. With grace and ease. And I just also wanted to add, the ocean is also very grounding. It's not what we think of necessarily, but it is. And water is extremely important for me in grounding. And yet, like I said, when I loved that it started with the stones, though, because it's clearly the message is grounded. And it looked like me and my pottery. And so that's speaking to me too. I'm missing that very much. So I have to work that in. And I knew that last year. But this year feels more grounded. I feel more ready to be a part of this earth than I think I ever have.
That's awesome.
So I know, I'm 73 and it's about time. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Finally ready.
Finally ready to receive your inner child. Let it out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I don't know. I think I really believe that we. It doesn't really matter what age we are or where we are in life, that we have a body and we have that opportunity to use it, to experience it, and to shape the reality of how we use it and shape the reality of how we see it and frame it. And it just takes grounding into it, grounding into our own body and grounding into the life and abundance that's around us, and just expressing that, expressing the childlike wonder that we can each have within us. It was something I was playing with in a piece of writing that I was writing today. Just this idea of my own body and how I stretch and move it. And the more I move it, the more I break down the structures that's inside of it, and the more that I can use it even more. Like it's a compounding effect of the more I use my body, the more ability I have to use it.
Yes.
And But it takes breaking down some of the structure that's in it, some of the fascia that's inside my own body that's holding everything together. I have to break that down so that it can move with a more fluid existence. And it's the same thing with, whether it's our physical body or just how we're using our mind or how we're using our intellect. We have to break down those structures so that we can be more flexible and be more childlike and really use that abundance that's inside of each of our bodies and our lives.
Yeah, and you make me think about how it's all, I don't know what else to call it. I usually call it levels, so that's what I'll stick with. So it isn't that the experience hasn't been there of that level of expression, and it's the not even ups and downs seems like so dramatic or something, but the flow and the movement of how our life goes and leads us to the next thing and the next thing. And each one, or every once in a while, whenever it is, when something really big feeling comes up, I love the reminder that it's the same. You know, like the $1 million is the same as the $1. It is the same to the universe. In the moment, making it a big deal makes it hard, makes it something to resist, makes it a stop. And so, in a vision that I had, I'd been on these creation courses where I finally saw when they asked, what is the 10 year out? And this is having to do with serving mothers in a different way. And I kept being in the space of, I don't know, I don't know. And starting anyway and being in action in whatever I could do, which mostly was getting familiar with technology and things like that. And the part of like inviting the flow. Let me see. How did that go? Oh, I lost myself this time. For it to be the same is having it me, oh, having me look at it long term, that's why I couldn't see what was next. Because it's really probably an 8 year game. And if I'm looking to the end of where do I start? Where do I start? I can't do it. So, but if I look to the end and then start looking, okay, well, what makes more sense? Where am I going to start a certain part of it? And anyway, that's a new clarity. As unclear as it is, it's more than it was.
Well, I think to add to some of the clarity to that thought is just we have this moment, and maybe we have a dream that we want to achieve, or we have a vision, an 8-year vision, or we have something off in the future. But that's something we're experiencing right now. And so we get to experience what is it right now that we want to experience in this moment. And what are where do we start? What do and it's not even where do we start, it's what do I choose right now? What do I choose to experience? What do I choose to put my energy towards? And so it's a constant start, but it's also a constant journey and a constant flow towards a vision that's evolving constantly.
I'm so glad you use the word constant because when people talk about being consistent, especially in business, it just doesn't compute. Because I've already made it mean whatever else, and I just don't even get what they mean. I mean, I know what they mean, but it doesn't look like something I can do. But when you say where that constant is, It is already happening. Looking for the places that it's already happening, and kind of like Aida mentioned about waking up and or to herself or taking that picture and looking. And for me, it was an old hag. And yes, I took a picture too, and it was just,
Like, who's Aida?
oh, I'm sorry, no one. Well, your name is Abra even here, so. Well, at least I have Soma on here. Okay. Thank you. I'll be present to them. Anyway, so that happened. As
How
far
Abra
as
mentioned.
feeling like I aged that much in a day and feeling, no, that was just the weight that I had carried. And then it, all of a sudden it sounded like whenever you were talking about it, that's like that was 2024. It was a representation of 2024 dying to make room for the looking newly now to what is actually calling me. And of course, several things are calling me because they always are, because I'm clear about what I love in my life. I'm clear that they're all happening at the same time, but I get to get more clear than that too. But being constant and knowing that that's already happening too, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We're always about, or so often we focus on the achievement, the final outcome, and we forget that we're experiencing that right now. Like, that is the only constant, is right now. And just experience the journey. The accomplishment, the final end goal is really cool, but then you have to keep going. The journey continues. It doesn't stop there.
Yeah, and what I took on yesterday was like, well, you know what? Now that I'm loving myself and I'm have this fresh new face, then no longer seeing the old hag, then I can take that and just look at my day and whatever I'm doing in my day, I can just be taking pleasure in it. And so yeah, I got to cook in a way that I hadn't in a while, and just and it didn't matter what I was doing. It was the pleasure that was present. And sure enough, came out with a great picture after that. It was all fun.
Well, my gentle tarot has a closing intention. And just one of the paragraphs here I thought was quite beautiful that I thought I might read for us if you guys think that'd be good.
Yeah,
Please do it.
sure.
All right. It says, "I honor my body for carrying me to this point in my journey. I honor my mind for receiving my surroundings, and I honor my heart for interpreting them the best that it can." So we leave that with you, Shifties.
Excellent. Thank you.
Enough said.
Much love. The shift.
Yes. Here I get to play. Ta-da.
Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.